Hey, everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you and yours are having a terrific week. If not, we're on the downhill slide of a shortened week for some because we're through hump day and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Though as that leaves my lips, I know many of you have scattered work assignments. You're third shifters, you work on weekends, you work on holidays, and you work those odd hours. I love it when people tell us, hey, we're an obese nation. You need to get on a schedule, get consistent. I don't know anyone in my world. I know plenty of people that are in good shape. None of the people in my world have that elusive thing called consistency. Do you? I'm just betting you don't if you're listening to ATN. We got a great hour in store for you because there's so much happening. There's a lot of buzz out there on the horizon, things that you need to know about, and things that are coming up around the final turn. Speaking of final turns, I'll have another last crack, 5-week run, chance at a triple crown horse. Yep, I'll have another one, the Santa Anita Derby. The rest is history, coming out of the 19th hole to win the Kentucky Derby. Can this horse win the Triple Crown? Well, it can, but will it? A mile and a half at Belmont in New York. If you don't care about any of that, you do care about the race, and the reason why is because we've got a trifecta challenge. I'll give you the numbers, and all you have to do is pick win, place, and show, 1, 2, and 3, the numbers in the correct order. We'll be doing that in the third hour of our next show, so Friday morning. If you win, you clean our closets. There won't be anything left in the closets because you will have won everything in the ATN prize closet. How cool! How cool is that? I'm just betting that somebody out there listening right now, barreling down the highway somewhere, could be our next winner. Or perhaps Edna, one of our favorites out of Kansas. She calls all the time when we have contests, and she gets so close. Maybe this will be the time where she gets the ringer, where she beats everybody simply by connecting the right numbers. Speaking of connecting and not connecting, in honor of the Spelling Bee, Scripps Howard Spelling Bee, which is now whittled down to 50 kids, how about Mitt Romney's people misspelling an app? You can't have an app with a misspelling. I went and checked out the way they spelled A Better America. My America isn't spelled A-M-E-R-C-I-A. Although there is some humor in that, and I can see the humor in the app being butchered. I wouldn't be so psyched if I was Romney, although it does leave a little crack open for jokes to make fun of himself and appear to be lighter, and that's gaffe. Probably could be, in one sense, a lifesaver. It sounds odd to say that, but it could be. Here's the thing. It's a typo. Of course it's a typo. That's what happened. Whoever was doing it, and they didn't check it, though, is the thing. They didn't have somebody else check it. But the typo was corrected at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. Nobody spoke on the record about it. They were downplaying the app and the misspelled word. And, you know, it happens. Remember in 2008, Obama said that he visited all 57 states. Where did he get those other 7? I'm not sure. However, you can't have an app and have that kind of misspelling. Typo or no typo, it's just, it's not going to play well. It's not going to play well. So I say you make a few jokes when they're appropriate and then you move on from there. Because you can't take it back. It's already out. It's already out. Hey, speaking of words and the words already being out there, whether they're misspelled or not, the president is taking serious heat for a mistake that he made during a Medal of Freedom ceremony. Obama paid tribute to Jan Karski, the former Polish officer who escaped Nazi imprisonment in World War II, and provided some amazing accounts of what, you know, to the Western allies of the atrocities. So he gets the word, he gets the award finally after that. But the president used the word Polish death camp rather than Nazi death camp, and the people in Poland were outraged. Obama's words touched all Poles, according to Prime Minister Donald Tusk, and said that we always react in the same way when ignorance, lack of knowledge, bad intentions lead to such a distortion of history. So painful for us here in Poland, in a country which suffered like no other during World War II. So is this much ado about nothing, or is it something to be concerned with? In the past, we've heard Obama speak about how brave the Polish people were during World War II, and he visited Warsaw's Ghetto Memorial, honoring the people who died in the Holocaust. So he's been there and been supportive. So I'd say you have to give him, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt. How's that? Let him off easy at the beginning, right? Oh, yeah. All right, coming up, what is weighing heavy on so many people's minds, including a little odds and ends. We're going to sneak that in. But I think the biggest buzz in the backyard that I've heard all day long and heard leading into this is the New York mayor banning or seeking to get a ban on the sale of big sugary drinks. I'd say, Mr. Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, take your hands off our latte, off of our latte. And this is, we're talking about ban of sales of large size sugary beverages of all kinds by restaurants, food carts, movie theaters, and delis. Can you imagine? Everybody walks around New York with a big gulp. No more big gulp. No more big gulp. Because Americans consume 200 to 300 more calories every day than they did 30 years ago. Oof. 30 years ago. But, boy, I think of some of those sodas and I think of some of those drinks and how big they are and how tough that would be for some people. Very, very tough. Remember, Bloomberg is a political independent, but he's in the middle of his third four-year term as a New York City mayor. All right, hang around with us because coming back on the flip side, we actually are going to throw someone in the dungeon. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
I never get tired of that song. Sorry, I can't help it. Let's fly out to Dale, who's listening to us, the great state of Missouri. Hey, Dale, what's on your mind?
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the call. What's on your mind, Dale?
I wanted to talk to you about women serving on the front lines in combat.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was listening. I tried to get on before when Izzy called in and talked about it. And I agree with what she said, that most women aren't strong enough to do that type of combat. But I think it's a moral issue. I think it's, you know, morals and character. I just can't understand what they're thinking about, because women, they're made for nurturing. They're not made for killing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't agree with it at all. I think that we've gone a long ways away from where we ought to be.
Boy, I second that. We have gone a long ways away from where we ought to be. And Dale, just even from the physical aspect of it, I think there's very few women that could really lift a guy from in the middle of a firefight, a guy or guys on their back, and walk with them, with the hail of fire coming at them for, I don't know, half a mile, a few feet, whatever it is. I think it'd be pretty tough. And that's the key thing. It's in looking at it, the key thing is, and we talked about this women in combat deal, and the reason why is because two women are challenging the fact that they can't go on the front lines, even though this has been discussed now, because of how it hinders them economically. Because they aren't able to get those pay, the move up in the pay, they're not able to get the hazardous pay if they're not on the front lines. And I think that's part of what they're saying, is they don't get the fair shake. And the reason why is a lot of it has to do with that. I can see all kinds of problems with it. You know what I purposely did? I threw this out over the weekend to two different groups of friends. Typical in my world, one group of friends, absolutely, how could they do combat? There's no way. Agreed with me 100%. Gave various reasons, like Dale's, like mine, like Izzy's, like other people who called in, why they thought they couldn't do it. And then the second group, wow, they were all over me, pounding me to the ground, every single one saying, absolutely, why shouldn't she be able to earn as much? And if this is the system and she's done everything else well, why shouldn't she be rewarded with what, with the frontline gig? Why shouldn't either one of them be rewarded? Ooh, we haven't heard the last of this controversy. You can always throw your two cents in about women in combat, because I think that it's going to happen. Like it or not, I think it's coming to a theater near you. I do. I really think it's going to happen. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I said we would have a dungeon moment. I think I said we'd have a dungeon moment, and we do. There have been so many, and sporadically I'll do a couple, and then I back off, then I'll do a couple, and then I'll back off when I see something really, really just too good to ignore. So the one thing that I picked out is whether or not this teacher should be thrown into prison. You think of the psyche of an 8-year-old, and an 8-year-old got the catastrophe award for the most homework excuses. Can you imagine this Arizona girl who got the catastrophic award taking that into her house and showing her family? So her name is Cassandra Garcia. She came home one day from class at Desert Springs Academy in Tucson with the paper award. She wasn't happy. She wasn't happy. The teacher signed and dated everything, and she thought it was really, really cool. And the mother contacted the school to complain and said that the principal blew them off. So I'm going to say the catastrophe award, it's a story I think I saw on ABC. I'm going to say that the principal and the teacher, more importantly, Mrs. Plowman, who signed the date, it was May 18th, made a huge mistake, because I don't think that most excuses for not having homework, giving them an award, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing because you're humiliating the kid. I don't know. 8 is just too young for that. So, Mrs. Plowman, I hate to do this to you, but we're equal opportunists here when it comes to ripping people as far as throwing them in the dungeon. And I think you might have to do a little jail time with us here in America tonight. Let's throw her in, Donovan.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
By the way, Plowman can get out of our little prison simply by accepting the key that I will send to Mrs. Plowman. We will track her down. And if she agrees to come on the show and tell her side of the story, well, we'll let her out of the prison. See, it depends on how some teachers work. I know other teachers would tell me I'm wrong, and how could I throw her in the dungeon? But I think all bets are off when it comes to that age. So what about the parents' responsibility in making the child, especially that age group we're talking about, do the homework? Weren't you hounded, folks, as a kid to do your homework? I never met a parent who didn't say to their kid, have you done your homework? Have you done your homework? Let me see your homework. Did you do your homework? Is that homework done yet? I heard that the same. I wasn't in the door. I don't think my book bag was down. Did you do your homework? No. I just walked in. I had a class right before that. So that age, yeah, I don't think it was. It's inappropriate isn't the right word. I don't think so. I just think there's a better way. If she's trying to be clever and sarcastic, that doesn't work with kids, and you want to make a parent furious, that's the way to do it. But was the mom out of touch with her kid? You could ask that question. Was the mom not paying attention to the homework? for the teacher to say, this is, you're lame. You are making the most excuses for not doing the homework. So I think you got to put a little bit of that blame on the mother. So the catastrophe award hits too close to home for a very early age. That's just too young. The sensitivity chip for Mrs. Plowman was missing when she thought about giving that to the kid. Now, if they wanted to give it to the mom, the lame mom award, can you imagine? Mrs. Plowman would be out of work if that happened. That's the problem. We're such sissies. We're such a nanny. We're like in a nanny state now. Honorable mention. Oh, as long as you get honorable mention, it's great. And how much do you think the teachers are hamstrung in what they can do? I think pretty much so. And there are some teachers that do silly things that are out of control and maybe shouldn't have control of a classroom. And there are others who have to tiptoe around all this nonsense. And I think that's too bad because they probably really have some good stuff, good plans as far as what they're able to do and teach those kids. And they get shot down. Why? Because they don't play the game enough. That is tough. I think Michael Bloomberg, and I started talking about this here in this hour, is not playing the game when he's proposing a ban on the sale of large sugary beverages. Ooh. How do you get people to put down the big supersize gulps? I think it's going to be pretty tough. Now, it can pack on the pounds or the calories, and I think most people realize that. Still, it hits so close to home. It hits close to home about who can drink what, blah, 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 blah. So, it's going to be the no fun city. Can't smoke in the bars and restaurants. Can't do it. Can't drink a big can of Monster, whatever, or Red Bull. Can't do it. You wanted to supersize it. It's not happening here. Is there something ultimately wrong with that Bloomberg is going to tell me whether I can have a super big gulp or not? How about people who get a big size, but yet they pass it around? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We'll take more if you're out there. Peace, everybody. Meet you in a few.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Speaking of Abracadabra, folks, you're going to love this. Kate Delaney, ATN. Glad you tuned in. You're locked and loaded, we hope. How about this? A parolee bypassing some security at the San Diego airport and getting on the plane. The TSA is trying to figure out how this guy, newly paroled from jail, got through security and got on a commuter flight at the airport in San Diego before he was picked up. Mark Duncan was taken from a United Express plane at the gate just before it was going to push off on a flight to Los Angeles, and he was taken into custody. So the San Diego police lieutenant said that he had been released from jail the night before. He was serving time for theft. The TSA confirmed the incident. An investigation, they say, is what they do. And they're doing that now. They said they're going to take appropriate action. So how does that happen? How does he get through that way with the rest of us getting the pat down when we go through the TSA checkpoint, no matter where we are? Anyway, here's what a passenger had to say about no ticket and how did this happen.
They said, "What's your count?" And she said, "This is my count." And they said, "That's wrong." I can't at all understand how in the world this ever happened.
So how does that happen? How does somebody get through without a ticket? How does somebody who is just paroled get onto a plane from San Diego going to L.A.? So the TSA and the police inspected the plane. It delayed takeoff for 2 hours. All the passengers had to be re-screened. It was searched by dogs for explosives. Wow. I mean, all I can say is, wow, that's just absolutely crazy that there was no way to, why they didn't stop it. You know, that's the whole idea of the TSA. We're shaking down people at the gate who look like they could be carrying something and, yet this happens. That's the problem. The eyes, the untrained eyes, no matter what they go through at the TSA, something's off. Something is definitely off. I wonder if you believe this or not. You know, when you've got a dictator who rules the land, like Hugo the Butcher Chavez, he supposedly has this aggressive cancer that is entering into its final stage. Some information was pumped out or pushed out or whatever. And Chava has been treated three times, or Chavez has been treated, Chavez has been treated three times in Cuba, but the exact kind of cancer is just a big-time state secret. They will chop your head off if you reveal what kind of cancer he has. So people don't realize what's going on with him, what kind of cancer he has. Let's go to Scott in Kentucky. Hello, Scott. You now have the floor.
Thank you, Kate. I want to put my two cents in about women serving on the front line.
Sure.
I spent 20 years in the military myself. As a general rule, I have to say that I guess the majority of women are probably less likely to be fit to serve on the front line than the average man. But as the guy that was there, and I'm a little guy, I probably didn't weigh but about 115 pounds when they sent me overseas, put me on the front line. I met some women in the military who absolutely had more business being there than I did if we're going to look at the physical stature of people to determine their suitability to that kind of service. I have my personal feelings about women on the front lines, but that has nothing to do with it. The idea that, just because a woman was born as a woman automatically excludes her from that service, I think it's the same. It should be more of a, are you actually capable of doing the job that you're assigned to do when you get there? And not so much
that's
all I
think.
Thank you.
Hey, great thoughts on that, Scott. And you, as you said, you served, so you're using it, you're talking from that point of view and talking about what the woman could do in that position. And I agree. I mean, I'm getting shellacked for it. It's nice a bunch of you are calling in to back that up. And I don't care if I get shellacked. I always say, you know, right of right, left of left, whatever. Everybody's invited. I don't care about your stripes. But a lot of people are very sensitive about the women in combat issue and think that why can't a woman have the equal opportunity? Why can't she get that pay like the men are getting, the hazardous pay? But the answer is, I mean, here's the problem. The answer is you have to be able to do the task. If you're not up to the task, you know, now they're giving women separate tests. You can't have separate tests and think that you should get the same, be in the same position. And we know there's always going to be exceptions to the rule. I mean, let's be honest about it. All right, I've been beating all of you up about getting Press 4. If you go to the website, why? Because I'm excited about giveaways. We got this thing where you can clean out our closet. If you get the trifecta on Thursday, I'll have another could win the Triple Crown, but you might have another horse in the first slot. Doesn't matter. First, second, and third. Win, place, and show. And that's in the third hour, so don't forget, because you could clean the closet completely out. So I always say, go to the website because you can also enter our contest for the brand new iPhone coming off the line. How do you beat that? Brand new iPhone once it comes out, or $200, because if you don't want the iPhone, you'll get $200 to do whatever you want with. I think that's a pretty good deal, rather. It's like found money. Found money. And if you get Press 4, and the reason I want you to get it is because you communicate with the show a lot better. We have a thing called the Daily Rant. Well, in fact, I'm going to let you hear what one caller left for me. Take a listen.
It's really hot. I'm out of the bathroom now, and I was going to put my clothes on, but I had these bath salts in there, and I don't even want to put clothes on. I'm really hungry, and I want some T-bones. And, man, don't use bath salts. Don't even take a bath. Just like, pretend to take a bath. Maybe just a shower. I don't know. Man,
you have to love it. I'm going to tell you the reference to that in case you didn't get it. The whole bath salts thing is a reference to a story that came out about bath salts and what ultimately could be in the bath salts. I mean, do bath salts drive people crazy? And the reason is because what happened over the weekend on Saturday, a naked, almost zombie-like guy that we've been talking about attacked a homeless man, biting off and eating most of his face. Police killed him in the end. Rudy Eugene, his name was. But according to a bunch of different outlets reporting on the story, he might have been high on bath salts at the time of his cannibalistic attack. So here you've got these soothing, wonderful substances that people use to just take a bath, and they aren't quite what they seem. Manufactured in China and sold online and in drug paraphernalia stores under misleading types of brands is what I'm told, like Ivory Wave. So, in short, do bath salts, do they cause, potential users, if they cut it up and snort it up their nose, will they go insane, death, or murder? That might have been what happened in the case of the guy, the guy that mauled the other guy. I mean, just mauled him. It could absolutely be a case of that, if not even scarier, because you think of good old-fashioned bath salts. I mean, what is it doing to the brain? What's the overload? So here's what I want you to do. If you're a single guy and you're on eHarmony or Match.com or whatever, make sure you list bath salts. You like to take baths with bath salts until you found out that there's a good chance it could drive you crazy. And you probably don't want to go in that direction because your survival instincts will kick in. But it is very strange. It's that fight or flight response. Fight or flight response, and the hormones that kick in. Woo! Potent stuff. Potent stuff, without a doubt. Crack cocaine, meth, ecstasy, PCP, also have that excited delirium. So if he was snorting coke or whatever, then he lost it, so he needlessly, for no reason, went after the homeless guy, pursued him. And that changes the twist of the story a little bit, I think. Definitely, not just a complete innocent. We had nothing to do with this, he had nothing to do with that. I'm going to say he had a lot to do with it because of the position he put himself in. So in my head, as my head is getting ahead of myself, I'm thinking crack cocaine, meth, ecstasy, PCP, excited delirium, excited overload of drugs and these bath salts, which is what the rant was about. You get press 4, which is totally free, then during the day, you can rant to me. Oh, doesn't that sound fun?
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Yeah, it would be serendipity. Can you use it in a sentence, though? Ooh, step two. Serendipitous that you all turned in at this moment on your dial to that particular radio station. There's so many great ones out there. And found us. Thanks, America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, the spelling bee, always, I think, a fascination with people because of the words they choose and the hesitation or they're just blurting it right out. Could you say that word again? And then when they're confident, they say it. Somebody will be crowned a spelling champ. The national spelling bee whittled down to 50 people. 50 people. How about that? So speaking of words, I thought it'd be interesting to tell you about a couple of other words. This was released earlier in the week. And, you know, you've got the FBI that has a internet surveillance unit. You have National Security, the agency building a big data center in Utah that can sift through communications between all kinds of people, private citizens. So you can assume that the government is spying on you whenever it wants to, although it doesn't seem that way, does it? Doesn't seem that way to me, but it seems like not much of a mind stretch to think it could happen. So Homeland Security began its social media monitoring program a few months ago and looking for people to pull aside. And there are certain words, there are keywords that will get you in trouble, like DHS and some others, Department of Homeland Security. Some of the words that they're saying, if they got a whole bunch of these words, it would throw up a red flag. Assassination, attack, domestic security, drill. exercise cops, law enforcement authorities. National Prepare Address. That's why I struggled on that one. Prevention, response, recovery, dirty bomb, domestic nuclear direction, please. We could go to the DEA, and they have, like, militia shootings, shots fired, evacuation, deaths, hostage. Ooh. TSA looks for keywords like gangs, national security, state of emergency, breach, Titanic. What else is on that list? As I am editing out loud, how about losing, emergency landing, pipe bomb, incident, facility? Ooh. So what words are we supposed to use so that we don't get red flagged as being a potential terrorist? If you were to put together a list, what would your list say? Would gangs be left out of it, militia shooting, detection, migration, prevention? You figure something has to give, right? And I think the harder words are the domestic security. So that would be the agency when you're tracking them down that you'd have to go after first. Have to go after them first. All right, as we get closer and closer to that elusive finish line, you know, we love horse racing here, so we do our trifecta challenge. Only this time, if somebody gets win, place, and show, guess what? It is so worth the wait and hanging around late. Somebody will clean out the prize closet. Whoever wins will clean it out. I think that deserves a round of applause. Woohoo! Yeah, it's like when you're the last person, the lights are on. Okay, it's time to leave. You gotta leave after this one. It's time to leave. That's why we put the lights on. And they flip the lights and they're practically blinding you. I would say that this could be the case for many people. For many, many people. The mayor is looking for that ban on the sale of sugary drinks with obesity numbers in his favor. Who knows? Maybe Mayor Bloomberg keeps the child of his, which is sugary drinks, but just not the big size, or gets his way and has the legislature back him up 100%, and New York becomes the city that chopped down the sale of the drinks that people have fallen in love with, saying that the calorie counts are off the charts. They're off the charts. So why bother if those are the numbers? Why bother, right? Restaurants, food carts, movie theaters, lots and lots of places to get large size sugary drinks. And the document the president released outlined the proposal, said it was aimed at fighting an epidemic of obesity, and they're using public health statistics that probably 58-59% of New York City adults and about 40% of public school students are obese or overweight. Boy, it's tough to be a kid. They're either fast tracking you in the school and you're pretty much exhausted from that, or you're doing what he's doing and you're sucking it up and trying to make the best of the situation. Really, there are no words. There are no words at this point. And I'll tell you, I'm very excited about I'll Have Another. I hope I'll Have Another shatters the records and does come in first. You're talking about containers of 16 ounces. 16 ounces. Just thinking in my head, the big, they're not even really soda. I mean, just drinks. These drinks, the names of these drinks, incredible. absolutely incredible. And the results have been mind-blowing as well for so many. I mean, completely mind-blowing. Bloomberg says he'll lose his mind if he doesn't get the back of his Senate, perhaps. If he doesn't get the back of somebody locally, he doesn't want to go out on the complete limb by himself. But even if he had to reduce the number a little bit, I bet the people in New Jersey, people in New York rather, seems like New Jersey, would rally around Bloomberg. In 2003, the city banned smoking, and the smoking wasn't allowed at bars, restaurants, you know, any of those kind of places. So will he have success with the sugary drinks in the schools, in the younger schools he wants to put them, and also encourage people on the street not to drink the giant Big Gulp? Oh, when I was a kid, we used to get that. But here's the thing. We were wiry, small kids, but we would pass around the drinks. Nobody zeroed in on it. It was shared by the group of people. So those drinks are huge. I'd have to be so dehydrated, I could never drink a giant one. But we would get them, and everybody would share. So I guess sharing would be out of the question. Out of the question. And I would think the Beverage Association, which has already challenged Bloomberg's assertion that the consumption of soda was driving up the obesity rates, I would go after him. If I were the beverage person, I would go after the mayor. I mean, it's no harm, no foul. Let's face it. So why not do it? Why not lay it on the line? And I think that there's a great chance that a suit filed would blow up in Bloomberg's face, and they would have to go with the flow. Although that's something that's not in the vocabulary, since we were talking about spelling of Michael Bloomberg as the mayor of New York, because he voted to stretch how long he could be mayor so he could run again, and people, my goodness, voted him in one more time. Hey, don't forget, get press forwards on the website. Doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. It could be hanging on the wall. You're able to get press forward. Then you can enter our contest when they ask for the keyword, say, America Tonight Contest. Or if you want to rant during the day, America Tonight Rants.